Welcome to Startup Business 101, where we empower entrepreneurs with the knowledge and resources they need to start, grow, and manage their businesses. You don't have to do this alone. We are here to help you become successful. Now, here's your host, John Reyes.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Startup Business 101. I'm thrilled you're here because today we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart and crucial for anyone stepping into the world of entrepreneurship. We're talking about the three keys to becoming a great leader. Now, I know you might be thinking, leadership is a born trait, right? Well, I'm here to share some insights that might change your mind. Throughout my journey as an entrepreneur, I've encountered my fair share of challenges, successes, and everything in between. But one thing has remained constant: the undeniable impact of strong leadership. It's not just about making decisions or giving orders. It's about inspiring, guiding, and empowering those around you to achieve a common goal. And guess what? I've discovered that great leadership can indeed be learned and cultivated. In today's epic episode, we're going to unlock the three pivotal keys that have not only transformed my approach to leadership, but have also been a game changer for countless of successful leaders. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey or looking to elevate your leadership skills to new heights, these insights are tailored just for you. So grab your notepad and get comfortable. Let's embark on this journey together. By the end of this episode, I promise you'll have a fresh perspective on leadership and actionable items to become the leader you want to be. Let's dive in and unlock the potential that lies within each of us to lead with vision, passion, and resilience. When we talk about vision in the context of leadership, it's like holding a flashlight in the darkest woods that guides not just you, but the entire team towards the destination you believe you should be going. It's this compelling picture of the future, a destination so vivid and promising that pulls you and your team together through the difficult and most toughest times. They know where they need to go. For me, understanding the power of vision was a game changer. It started with a simple idea, a glimpse that would be mine, that I needed to share. But it wasn't just about what I saw for the future. It was about sharing that vision in a way that everyone around me could see, feel, and be driven by. It was about painting a picture so clear and compelling that it became a shared goal, a common dream that we all work towards. Having a vision meant more than just setting goals and benchmarks. It was about creating a sense of purpose, a reason for being. It transforms the mundane into the extraordinary, turning everyday tasks into steps towards something bigger. And when challenges arose, as they inevitably do, the vision as our North Star kept us focused and motivated. But developing a shared vision wasn't just a one-time task. It was a continuous process of engaging, discussion, and refinement. It meant being open to feedback, willing to adjust and adapt, but always keeping that overarching destination in sight. It was about inspiring confidence, not just in the vision itself, but into the journey that was ahead of us. For me, being a leader with a vision has been about more than just guiding a team. It's been about inspiring a collective drive towards something truly meaningful. It's shown me that when people believe in a vision, when they see how their contributions fit into the bigger picture, they bring their best selves to work. They're more engaged, more innovative, and more committed. So, in essence, vision is the heart of leadership. It's what transforms a group of individuals into a unified team, driven by a shared purpose. It's what makes challenges worth facing and achievements all the more rewarding. As a leader, nurturing and sharing your vision isn't just a part of the job. It's what makes the difference between leading and simply managing. It's what sets the great leaders apart, and it's what has made all the difference in my journey. The second key is communication. My journey as a leader has been filled with moments of triumphs and challenges, but at the heart of it all was the realization that how I communicated could indeed inspire action, change, and grow, not only within the team, but within myself as well. Reflecting on my early days, I remember stepping into leadership with a toolbox of ideas, strategies, and unwavering resolve to make a difference. Yet what I quickly learned was that having a vision wasn't enough. The real magic happened when I was able to share that vision in a way that ignited a spark within others. It was about painting a picture so compelling, so vivid, that my team couldn't help but see their part in it. This was the first step in understanding the power of communication. It wasn't merely about conveying information, but about creating a shared sense of purpose. As I navigated through the complexities of leading a diverse team, I realized that inspiring others was more than just the words I chose. It was about how those words were delivered. I learned to tune into the nuances of my team's needs, adapting my communication style to ensure that my message wasn't just heard, but felt. It was in these moments of adaptation that I discovered the heart of inspiration lies in connection. By genuinely connecting with my team, understanding their aspirations, and aligning them with our collective goals, I could inspire a level of engagement and dedication that transcended the ordinary. But communication and inspiration are not a one-size-fits-all. Each member of my team brought a unique perspective, motivations, and challenges to the table. I found that one-on-one conversations where I could listen intently and speak directly to the individual's aspirations were just as crucial as our group's discussions. It was in these personal exchanges that I saw the light of inspiration ignite, one conversation at a time, transforming the individual's potential into a collective power. Moreover, I discovered that inspiration wasn't a one-way street. My teams have inspired just as much as I've aimed to inspire them. Their ideas, resilience, and passion were constant reminders of why open two-way communication is vital. It creates a cycle of inspiration and innovation that drove us forward. This reciprocal nature of inspiration taught me that great leaders aren't just broadcasters of visions. They are attentive listeners, catalysts for change, and most importantly, humble listeners. The last key in this Startup Business 101 podcast is resilience and adaptability. In my journey as a leader, two qualities have stood out as indispensable: resilience and adaptability. These aren't just buzzwords or trendy skills to add onto your LinkedIn profile. They are the very essence of what has allowed me to navigate through unpredictable storms and emerge stronger. Resilience to me is that inner steel, the ability to face setbacks head on and say, "This will not define me." Early in my career, I faced challenges that seemed insurmountable. Projects would falter, strategies sometimes failed, and yes, there were days I questioned my path. But it was in those moments of doubt and failure that my resilience was forged. I learned that every setback was a setup for a comeback. It wasn't about never facing defeat, but about how quickly and effectively I could rise after falling. This relentless pursuit of bouncing back has been my guiding light, showing me that resilience is less about avoiding the fall and more about the strength to get back up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Adaptability, on the other hand, is the grace with which I learned to navigate change. If resilience is the inner steel, then adaptability is my dance. In the ever-evolving landscape of business, change is the only constant. Markets shift, technologies advance, and strategies that worked yesterday might be obsolete today. Embracing this change, learning to pivot when necessary, and viewing every unexpected turn as an opportunity rather than a setback have been crucial. It's about being fluid, being open to new ideas, and being willing to change course when the situation demands it. Adaptability has taught me that the most successful leaders are those who can look at change not as a threat, but as an invitation to innovate and grow. Together, resilience and adaptability have been my compass and sail. They've allowed me to lead with confidence, knowing that no matter what challenges come my way, I have the inner resources to face them. They've taught me that leadership isn't about having all the answers, but about asking the right questions, being open to learning, and being prepared to lead through the uncertainties with a steady hand and an open heart. But perhaps the most profound lesson I've learned about resilience and adaptability is that they are contagious. As a leader, my approach to challenges and change doesn't just affect me. It sets a tone for my entire team. By modeling resilience, I show my team that setbacks can be stepping stones to greater success. And by embracing adaptability, I foster a culture of innovation and openness where every team member feels empowered to bring their best idea to the table. In essence, resilience and adaptability are not just skills. They are a mindset, a way of looking at the world that transforms obstacles into opportunities. They have been my allies in every step of my leadership journey, reminding me that the true test of leadership isn't how you lead when the path is clear, but how you navigate the fog. And as I continue on this path, I do so with the knowledge that these qualities are not just the keys to being a great leader. They are the foundation upon which all other aspects of leadership are built. And there you have it, friends, a deep dive into the three keys to becoming a great leader. We've explored the profound roles of vision, communication, and inspire, and finally, resilience and adaptability. Each of these keys, as we've seen, doesn't just stand alone, but weaves into the fabric of what makes a truly effective and memorable leader. Reflecting on our journey today, it's clear that leadership isn't a destination, but a continuous path of growth, learning, and self-discovery. Vision sets the direction, giving us and our team a purpose that both inspires and motivates. It's about seeing beyond the horizon, a painting, a future so compelling that others can't help but follow. Then there's the art of communication, a tool so powerful it can bridge gaps, building trust and foster an environment where every voice is heard and valued. But remember, it's not just about talking. It's about listening, truly listening, and allowing the flow of ideas to inspire action and drive innovation. And of course, resilience and adaptability are companion through the ups and downs. They remind us that leadership is not about never facing challenges, but how we respond to them. About bouncing back stronger, learning from every experience, and being ready to pivot and embrace change with open arms. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope these insights spark a flame within you, encouraging you to reflect on your leadership journey. Whether you're stepping into the role or looking to deepen your impact, remember, great leadership is within reach. It's about embracing these keys, practicing them, and making them a part of who you are. I'm thrilled we could explore these concepts together. I hope you found value in our discussion. If you did, please show some love by liking us and following Startup Business 101 podcast. Your support helps us reach more budding leaders, sharing insights and inspiration that can make a real difference. Remember, no matter where you are in the leadership journey, you're not alone. We're here to guide, inspire, and support you every step of the way. Because here at Startup Business 101, we believe in the power of great leadership to change the world, one visionary, communicative, resilient step at a time. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, keep leading, keep learning, and keep inspiring. I'm John Reyes, your host here at Startup Business 101. Here's to your leadership journey and the incredible impact you're destined to make.